FIFA International Stadium in Doha stages only the third meeting between Germany and Japan.
Along with Joshua Kimmich in the middle of the park.
Good steal by Kamada. In by Endo, it's a goal for Japan. But the flag is up for offside. It won't count for Maeda. But they stepped on to Germany in impressive fashion there.
And then back to speed and movement with precise passing, and Maeda really shouldn't be offside. He should not be offside. And that's clearly offside. That's a good yard. He's got his face close to the line of Rudiger as possible. Cannot gamble. He did.
Rudiger!
Fuchi Honda had it covered in the end. And yeah, he's well across to tip that round if it's on target.
Consequence of higher quality players going to play in that particular competition. Oh, he did lift the standards as Bondi makes a really good save, and the follow-up is well wide. The flag's up for offside.
But it was a nice height for him. He wasn't able to send it wide of his post. Yeah, Kimmich comes on to that. That's a super hit.
He's in there, Yoshida. Only three Japan players showing interest in that.
Came off the back of Itakura in the end.
Well, that's a nice lead from Gnabry, and Muller's found Serge Gnabry here. Good to
to get a real sweet connection onto that ball. He wasn't really advancing towards it with real pace. Ilkay Gundogan, he's looking for the corner, of course. A third man alongside Gundogan and Kimmich.
Kimmich's pass, and the flag staying down for now. And the goalkeeper has conceded the penalty. It was clumsy on first viewing from Shuichi Gonda.
My first thought actually was that it was a second attempt to dispossess Rahn that committed a foul. I think that one's all right. Perhaps not. The second one is clumsy, isn't it? Maybe caught him with his trailing leg to begin with. And I said Rahn wasn't the... Yeah, it's difficult to say whether... Yeah.
Can Gonda make amends? He flicks Germany lead at the Al Khalifa International Stadium.
Well, the goal had been coming, and it's well deserved. Not quite an onslaught, but certainly concerted pressure from the four times champions.
Musiala and Muller. Kimmich. Decent save, but it's in there.
Good cutback from Thomas Muller this time. I think the goalkeeper once again should do better. Yeah, more than close. And I fear it's going to be ruled out.
It stays at 1-0. Could have stepped offside. And there's a late first half opportunity for Maeda.
Well, he could and perhaps should have been wheeling away in delight. You know, with that kind of pace on the ball, a super cross, wasn't it, from Yuta Nagatomo?
Musiala dents his way to a shooting position. Brilliant for the teenager. All he lacked was the finish.
Well, he
he's got great feet, this young boy, but he's glided past three, four opposing players. In the end, it's a corner, goes to ground. Expecting a shot, which never came.
Musiala again. Gundogan! And it kisses the post on its way out.
We delayed just that little bit. I mean, the opportunity was there to slide it to Serge Gnabry. And once again, Gundogan goes for placement.
Musiala. Kimmich. And the ball, Gnabry. Very good defending. Needed to be. Still in there for Germany. Way by Gonda. Couldn't be sure where that was landing. Rom. Header! Brings a brilliant save from Gonda to deny Gnabry. Full stretch away to his left. Crucial save from Shuichi Gonda.
Said didn't cover himself in glory, committing the foul that led to the penalty. Unselfish play from Serge Gnabry, back to Hoffman. It wasn't a clean strike, was it, from the substitute? Yeah, there's the one that I think he should have just caught, or certainly once again pushed it well wide of the post. And who's that crossing the ball once again? David Raum with a real teaser. It's a good header for Gnabry.
Endo.
It was Asano with the initial extra effort. Oh, what a save from Manuel Neuer. And Hiroki Sakai, fullback, not accustomed to being in that situation. Here's the live wire.
Useful ball, Max.
Well, Neuer's finally beaten, isn't he? It's actually a big, good goalkeeper because he tries to scoop the ball away. He knows he can't get it wide. He's looking for distance and maybe some elevation as well. He doesn't get that kind of luck. And there he is, Mitsu, with not quite a straightforward tap-in. We've seen Neuer have been side-footed over the crossbar. That was a cool finish.
Now it's even three. Being completely out of sight.
That would have been fair, would it? Would have denied us this great finish.
Lovely touch there from Asano! The story develops. The story opens up. The shock is now very much on the cards. Takuma Asano, what an impact off the bench.
Kept his balance, didn't he, under pressure? I mean, it's awful defending from German, isn't it? It's a tight one, is it, whether it's offside or not, but once he gets into the six-yard box, Neuer's got to stay on his line, give his defender the opportunity, Schlotterbeck, to get back and try and deal with the situation.
It's a good header. Oh, and an excellent attempt from Goretzka. Met it on the half volley. Wasn't too far away.
Got a clean connection on the half volley. Good technique. Fulbrugge with the header.
And the door opens to another big shock in Qatar 2022. Asano with the match-winning goal. Both Japan's goals coming from their substitutes after Ilkay Gundogan's first half penalty. Japan from the land of the rising sun. The sunset will take a long time to come for this party. They beat Germany 2-0.